You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 a.m. on this Friday, November 17th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert. Joining me today are two special guests. I have Lester Wilkins and Gay Wick. And how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Fantastic.
So we are talking about the annual Thanksgiving dinner that that you guys are in charge of and have put together. And Lester, I want to hear about the history of this Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, it started a long time ago, 45 years ago plus, at St. Anne's. And there were six families that joined together because they talked about after Thanksgiving how much leftovers they had. So they thought instead of wasting that or eating it forever, they would take and bond together and take all the monies they would normally spend for a Thanksgiving meal and do like a community feed for people that didn't have anybody to be with, so they're not alone. Some of the people that maybe didn't have the means, so, you know, they didn't want to see their food go to waste, so they bonded together. It was six families and three different denominations involved. So it's not a one church, you know, does all or not. But since then, we've had people from all different churches in the community help us, and even people from out of the community come in to help us. And I've been doing it 35 years with my wife, and we've been kind of left in charge of it, or the shepherds of it, not really in charge, but we just keep it going. And like I said, it's a necessary thing, I think, and we believe. And last year we did over 400 people, you know, 400 meals. So there's a need.
And that was all drive-through last year.
Yeah, and that was all to-go meals, drive-through, which this year we'll do drive-through from 11:30 to 12:30. And then we will switch into the in-house, which will go 12:30 to 1:30. We scheduled, but it's 12:30 till we're done, till all the people are served or we run out of food.
Yes, but we're not doing in-house until 12:30. That's a given.
Yeah, because we've only got so much room for a serving line, and we've got to coordinate all the people to move through and get it done, so we can't be crossing over each other and stumbling on people. We have to get this through and get people on their way, so everybody that comes to pick it up, they have a hot meal when they get home.
I love the generosity of this event at its core, of these families that, you know, originally came together that just decided that we need to do this and we should do this. And the fact that it's been going on for so long, you know, even through, you know, the good times and the bad, you know, stuff like COVID, you're still able to keep this thing going on. And it just goes to show what kind hearts people have at the core of making this event work.
Well, that's the luxury of being in a smaller town. People can see a need, and then they can do it, you know, help if they wish. You know, we've had very great generosity from some of the people. In the beginning, there was never a free will offering accepted or a hat put out or a pan or anything, but we started doing that because the cost of everything started getting prohibitive. But in the beginning, the families, they dug into their own pockets and put it out, and because they thought it was a thing that had to be done. So then we got Gay involved a while back.
Yes, maybe 10 years.
She's too foolish to quit, so she's always helping us. So, and we've got a good core group of people that, you know, the night before we'll have 6 to 8 guys show up at the kitchen and start peeling potatoes. You know, but like I say, it's not a church function. It's a city function. We're lucky enough that we have the cathedral's facility, which has got the biggest kitchen and dining area, and their support as far as allowing us to be able to use the building.
Right. And we also use Golden Link ovens to cook turkeys the day before and get those done.
And so this is going to be taking place at the cathedral on Thursday. So again, there's going to be the drive-through that takes place from 11:30 to 12:30. So if people want to drive through and pick up the meal, they can do that. And then there's the in-house buffet style serving from 12:30 until It says on the flyer 130, but as you mentioned earlier, it's until whenever either you run out or everyone has been fulfilled.
Yeah, everybody right. served, and we'd really appreciate the calls in advance to my home number of 218-281-5727. And it isn't anything about being nosy or who's coming or whatever. We need to get a head count, because last year we got down to the last scoop of gravy, and we had like almost 15 gallons of gravy, and we got down to the last little bit of dressing because we had over 80 people show up extra, which we don't mind, but it really stretched the food right mm-hmm. down to the bitter end that we didn't have anything left over for even the staff that was there. So if you could call us in advance.
Yes, please call in.
So very important to call in and reserve not just your meal, but if you're bringing any extra guests, make sure that Lester and Gay and everyone else are aware that of who all is coming, so they can fulfill everyone who wants to participate in this meal. And Lester, you said earlier that there was quite a lot of people last year.
Oh, yeah, there was over 400. That's the largest crowd. In-house, the biggest we ever had was 240. But as everybody knows, COVID got the best of us for a few years here, and it steadily has climbed up. But then, too, there's areas here, like Red Lake Falls used to have a gentleman in charge of a meal like this, but he passed on, and it stopped. So we picked up some, I think, that's the only way we got the increase, I think, is that they came over, got it. You know, I had a carload of three ladies that, you know, wanted to know if this was where they could get a meal, and they wanted to know what it cost. I said, it's a free meal.
Yeah.
You know, and they were so happy last year, and I'm glad they came, and I reassured them that it's a free meal, and they don't have to pay for the thing. You know, and it's, we don't do this for profit. We do it because it's something that should be done.
And we often get students who don't go home for Thanksgiving from UMC. They will either come or someone will come and pick up all the food for them too. So
yeah,
that helps.
That's been good, yeah. There's been two different teams that they're in the area through Thanksgiving instead of going home. And so their coaches will call and we'll put the meals together for them and get them going.
It's a great way for not just families to bond, but as you said, you know, some teams to bond, or maybe college students. You know, making friends that way. This is really what you know, the community is all about, coming together. And as you mentioned, there's no charge for the meal, which is another wonderful aspect of this event.
Right. And I think we have to mention Lester's wife, Susie, who gets all the food together that we need, all the canned stuff. I was with her once, and we had two big carts overloaded. I mean, it's a big job to get all that ready and get it over there and put together. And
we've been doing it a long time. Love to find a younger couple to help step in, because, you know, we're not going to live forever, and I hate to see it quit. And, you know, we can train in and do it, but yeah, and she's busy at work. Otherwise, she'd be sitting here with Gay.
Right. Instead of him.
Yes. Instead of me, yes. But, she's very much in charge of it. And she looks after the money to make sure we have money every year.
Yeah.
And we've been very blessed again this year. You know, we've had some benefactors come up and write us some checks so we can continue this on. And we want to keep it going as long as we can.
Right.
Yeah, is there anybody else behind the scenes that deserves recognition?
Well, Hugo's in Crookston here. That's where we get the food, and they've been very, very supportive of us, you know, to the degree they can. So it's kind of nice that, again, a local business has stepped up, and, you know, it's what we do.
And we have Shirley Nielsen at Golden Link, who I go help her, but we do all the turkeys now and get them ready. There's some, the guys who come the night before, some of them the next day, one is in charge of all the dressing. Another one is in charge of gravy, and, you know, but peeling all those potatoes is a big job.
Yep. This really last year and this year, it's 150 pounds of potatoes.
Yeah.
And we get them peeled up and we get them going, but it's, everybody got like a station, you know, that we're used to, and we just
lean in and go to work, yeah. and everybody kind of stays out of each other's way because we know what our job is.
Right, and the day of, I mean, it's an assembly line to get the takeouts ready, and it goes really smoothly. They fill up the containers, and then another one puts it in a bag, and we got somebody bagging the pie and the buns and things like that, and it all, I mean, it really works well.
Yep.
But we have to have enough people to help us haul that out and to be in that assembly line. So
yep.
we can't say that enough. Please, if you are not going anywhere for Thanksgiving and you don't feel like cooking, maybe you'd consider coming and helping with the meal and getting it ready. So,
Last year and the year before, the president of the Crookston Shrine Club and his son and his wife came over to help us. Amy helps package them up mm-hmm. inside, and Chris and Spencer, they are two of the runners that bring the food out to the cars as they come through. And we operate the line very similar to the Knights of Columbus in a fish fry. You know, I'm out harassing the people trying to get the numbers on the car and radio in. And, you know, and that's with the help of the Crookston Fire Department, too, letting us use their walkie-talkies to do it. And, but, yeah, the Crookston right. Shrine Club is involved, and, yeah, we're Shriners, a lot of us. And,
mm-hmm.
and no, it's just, you know, there's people from Grand Forks coming over to help us, which is kind of nice.
Which is really nice, yes.
And like Gay says, you know, surely at the Golden Link, the
and
Golden Link has stepped up and helped out a lot, you know. And Shirley's daughter, Marcia, comes up, and she's busy on the radio and taking numbers, making sure the meals get to the right cars and everything. So it's a good team, a good group. Always could use extra people, you know. If you come and we got too much, we'll still happy to have you there just for the camaraderie.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's never too much. We always can find something for somebody to do. But really, we really need you to reserve, to call that you're coming, because I don't want them to run out of potatoes and gravy, because I don't really care if I have anything else, but I want my potatoes and gravy. And wow. sometimes there's been years where there's hardly anything left for us, you know, which is fine. We're not doing it for us, but but I'd like to eat, too.
But we don't want to take and have somebody show up and not have something.
No,
I mean,
we want people to be able to eat, so please call.
Yeah, and we had that one where the gentleman came in. We were putting the food away. Cookie Evenson was still in charge of it, and he says, my grandma sent me from Oak Court. She doesn't have any food, and I came from Minneapolis to see her, and can I get a meal? Well, we did it right away, and when Cookie heard that his grandmother didn't have any, there was a to-go of gravy and potatoes, a to-go of dressing, a to-go of pie, a to-go
right,
of everything,
right,
squash,
yeah.
or sweet potatoes, whatever. He had a stack of them, and she walks out as he gets his meal done, and she sets them down, and he goes, what's that for? She says, that's for grandmother. You said she didn't have any.
Right.
And he started to cry, and he just says, I know we do it in Minneapolis, but I don't know where, and I was so surprised and happy to see this, and that you even think of my grandmother. And I said, you know, we're part of the community, so that's what
right.
it is.
Yeah, and we also need to know, because the one thing we have run out of quickly is pie, so that's another reason for having those numbers, you know.
We've gotten down to stealing the Christmas cookies from the Golden Lake.
They've come down to us, and we've hauled cookies. So
but everyone loves pie, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And instead you're getting a cookie. Well, yes, but.
But like I say, when we had over 400 people served, 80 of them didn't call. We had one couple or group call at 9:30, and, well, could we reserve a meal? Well, I can't cook a turkey. From 9:30 to serving time, and make sure I have all the trimmings with it. So we need to know in advance, so we know that we're covering everybody. I'd rather take the extra we get and bring it to Care and Share.
And that's what we do.
Than
with anything
to take and
left
show
over.
Up with an empty yeah. plate and say, sorry. You know, we don't waste anything. If some of us take, you know, if we got any extra turkey or dressing, you know, my wife can make the dressing, so I can get I can skip that because I can get it at home anytime. But all the extra food will be distributed to Care and Share, so it helps them out.
Yeah, so make sure you call. Phone number again is?
218-281-5727, and just leave a message. My wife, you can leave your phone number to call back, but I won't guarantee she'll call back because we've had over 30 calls last year one day. So for her to come home from work at the villa and then go through, make the list, and then have to return phone calls. But if you just leave name and number, so if we have a question about, you know, not understanding what you said or whatever, we can contact you to make sure that we get what you need to have done.
And make sure when you call, you make sure that you tell every, you say who all is coming. That way, you know.
Just the numbers.
Just the number. Just the number. Just need a number.
Yep.
And then if it's to go or in-house, so we know. Mm-hmm. Because we have to, for the to-goes, we've got to get make sure we have enough to-go containers for everybody.
And also volunteer opportunities, too.
Oh,
so
right.
If you want to volunteer and help out with this wonderful dinner, again, call the phone number of 218-281-5727. And you can not just reserve your meal, but you can also help volunteer for this meal. And again, let's go over the when does it start and where is it?
It's at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, 720 Summit, I believe it is. And it starts, we start on the to-goes at 11:30 to 12:30, in-house 12:30 to 1:30, or until we're finished. And if it's on the to-goes, you know, we'll have to take and work it out somehow. This is the first time we're doing a combination. So we're trying to fulfill a lot of people's wants, because after COVID, a lot of people said, when are we going to start be able to sit down and talk to each other and you know, camaraderie back and forth. It's kind of nice. Sometimes you get at a table of eight, you don't know anybody, but by the end of the time you get done eating, you might know them all.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's the purpose of an event like this, is to, you know, you can meet new people in the community like this on this holiday, and it's been going on for many, many years, and it feels like it's a staple of the community.
It is.
So.
Any final thoughts about the event or any more information that you'd like to give out before we wrap up today's Valley Talk?
I think we've covered everything we need.
We welcome you to please come.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice not to have to cook on Thanksgiving.
And we won't even make you do dishes.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got one guy that specializes in that.
We have somebody who does that.
So. Even more incentive to swing on by. And again, there's no charge for this meal. The phone number 218-281-5727. It'll be on Thanksgiving Day. 11:30 to 12:30 is the takeout meal. The in-house buffet-style serving from 12:30 until everyone has been served. And volunteer opportunities are available as well. And this will take place at the cathedral. And it is it sounds like an incredible event. And excited to hear all about how it goes. And Lester and Gay, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program.
Thank you.
So that was Lester Wilkins and Gay Wick talking about the annual Thanksgiving dinner at the cathedral.